our wood chips. Does anybody know where these wood chips came from? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you think you know where the wood chips came from.
Tree branch.
A tree branch? And how come it looks like that?
The summer program is intended to help young children retain reading skills during the time school is out, and many students typically lose ground. The summer months can widen the academic achievement gap because students from public housing don't have the same access to educational resources as do more affluent children, according to Springfield Housing Authority Executive Director William Abrashkin.
They have just as much potential, they're just as smart as the other kids. It's all a matter of circumstance and opportunity.
Close to 100 children from kindergarten through third grade from two Springfield Housing Authority apartment complexes are enrolled in the summer programs that are based at two Springfield elementary schools. 45 children and several parents were on hand for first day orientation Monday at the Dorman Elementary School. Even though it's a classroom setting and there are school teachers and staff leading the program, Dorman principal Rhonda Stowell-Lewis says it is not summer school.
So when you walk into the school, last year when I came in, I was shocked to see how engaged the children were in this program that was really literacy-based, but also fun.
For the next 5 weeks, the children will participate in a nature-based learning program that will include field trips to places like parks, reservoirs, and forests, and some days just walks around the neighborhood. But there will be reading integrated into each activity to improve literacy skills. The curriculum was developed by the Hasbro Summer Learning Initiative. The program also features a family camp one day per week and a literacy art program by the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst. The museum's education director, Rosemary Agolia, says the children will be able to take picture books home with them.
That's what happens in a lot of the privileged population during the summer. They have all of these wonderful enrichment experiences, and so they come back to school in a place that's beyond where they left school. But for certain populations who don't have those resources, that is not always the case. So we're hoping to provide those resources.
This is the second year for the summer learning program. Officials say tests found the children who were in it last year returned to school in the fall with no loss of reading skills. Some even showed gains in their abilities, according to program manager Rosemary Hernandez-Garcia.
So it's critical. It's something that needs to be offered to all children.
The summer learning program is part of a larger initiative called Talk, Read, Succeed. It's a place-based children's literacy program modeled after the acclaimed Harlem Children's Zone. The pilot program is a partnership of the Springfield Housing Authority, the Springfield Public Schools, and 15 community-based organizations. It was funded 2 years ago with a $400,000 grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. It, in turn, is part of a campaign by early childhood education advocates to dramatically improve the reading skills of Springfield school children. Experts say reading proficiency in fourth grade is a key indicator for future educational success. Currently, only 20% of Springfield's fourth graders can read at their grade level. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.